A tense situation has been unfolding for hours now at a synagogue near Dallas, Texas. A SWAT team is set up outside Congregation Beth Israel in the city of Colleyville in what is apparently a hostage situation. Bill Zeeble from River Station KERA in Dallas is with us now to tell us what he knows so far. Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So walk us through how all this developed, and would you please bring us up to date on the latest developments? I understand one person who had been inside has now been released.
Correct, and unharmed. The service began in the morning, 9 o'clock, but at and synagogue services are typically on a Saturday in this country and everywhere. And on by 10:40 this morning, 10:41, Colleyville police got a call that there was something happening at the synagogue. Maybe somebody inside called. We don't know who. They showed up and quickly determined that this was an emergency situation. So they evacuated the area. They got SWAT involved. Since then, the FBI has become involved. Dallas police are also involved. Department of Public Safety. One man in the past hour or two has been released, so we know it was a hostage situation. One man came out not harmed, although we believe there may be three others, at least three others, inside, held by this man, whom we do not know, and we don't know if he is armed.
So a statement by the Colleyville Police Department says that law enforcement has confirmed that there are others inside, but no injuries have been reported. But do we know any more about what the man who is holding people there wants?
We do. And according to the Associated Press, this man wants Afia Siddiqui, who's been convicted of trying to kill U.S. military officers while in custody in Afghanistan. So she's in a federal prison in Texas. So that may be the reason why this man is in Texas. Again, the woman's, her name is Afia Siddiqui. She was a Pakistani neuroscientist with alleged ties to Al-Qaeda.
Do we know any more about whether this the man holding people at the synagogue has any relationship to Siddiqui? I mean, we do know that this has become a cause celebre in Pakistan and among some people in the United States who believe that she's a political prisoner. There has been sort of recent activism around this. There have been demonstrations in several cities in the United States, particularly last fall, demanding her release. But do we know whether there's any relationship between him and her?
We don't. Some allege there is a relationship, and others are saying there absolutely is not. But it's all speculative at this point. All we know is that the man holding hostages in this synagogue wants her release, and he also demanded that he talk to her in prison.
Before we let you go, could you just tell us a little bit about this congregation, a little bit about the community, if you can?
Sure. The community is a bedroom community. The synagogue was founded in 1999. The building it's in was built in 2005. And synagogues in this country are generally conservative or reform, which is less conservative. And this is a reform synagogue in the Colleyville community, which is middle class, upper middle class makeup.
Well, certainly it's a really frightening situation. It's been going on for several hours, and hopefully it'll be concluded soon. That's Bill Zeeble from member station KERA in Dallas. Bill, thank you so much for your reporting.
Glad to talk to you.